This is North Coast News on KINS.
Thank you and good morning. Cal Fire is now battling the Mendocino Lake Fire Complex as command of the fires near Willits and in Lake County have been combined under one command. For residents in Mendocino, evacuation orders and alerts remain in effect. Fire behavior has forced additional evacuation orders for residents in the Van Arsdale area north of the Eel River and for a nearby subdivision outside of Willits. The fires in Mendocino have destroyed some 260 homes and 50 other structures and threatened more than 800 other buildings. Thousands of residents have been forced from their homes and evacuation centers have been opened in Ukiah, Willits, and Hopland. The Redwood and Potter fires have scorched more than 26,000 acres and containment is listed at about 5%. Mendocino County officials will hold another press conference this morning to provide updates on fire behavior and impacts to the community. The fires have led to poor air quality in areas across the region, and sensitive groups in Humboldt County should prepare for moderate to unhealthy air quality levels today. Schools across Mendocino County remain closed today, and motorists are strongly urged to check road conditions. The main highways are open, but secondary roads across Mendocino, Lake, and Sonoma counties are closed. One positive bit of news regarding the fires is that cell service and phone service for AT&T customers has been restored, as has phone service for local governments, including the county. Issues related to cuts to fiber optic cables and internet service still remain, however. Disaster declarations have been made at the local and state levels, and FEMA has announced that federal disaster relief will be made available to Mendocino County. Congressman Jared Huffman, along with State Senator Mike McGuire and Assemblymember Jim Wood, toured the fire areas with Sheriff Tom Ullman yesterday, and relief efforts have already begun. Eureka City Council member Austin Allison coordinated a donation drive yesterday for items needed by evacuees, and the amount quickly overwhelmed volunteers at the fire station. No more donations are being accepted at that location, and Allison will haul the donated goods to Mendocino. McKinleyville Ace Hardware is now accepting donations today, and much-needed items are cots, bedding, pillows, blankets, and water. You can donate the items at the store. The Board of Supervisors heard a presentation from Public Works at yesterday's meeting regarding the construction of a solar energy microgrid on property at the county airport in McKinleyville. The Schatz Energy Center at HSU will head up the project along with the Redwood Energy Authority, and the board issued a letter of support for a $5 million grant request due by the end of the month. If approved, the solar storage center would provide 250 kilowatts of electricity for the airport and Coast Guard station during emergencies, and the electricity generated will also be used for the Community Choice Energy Program. The board also approved the appointment of Estelle Fennell to CSAC. That's the KINS North Coast News. I'm Dan Squire.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.